You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Interesting story that came out talking about inheritance. You've had family members who have passed. Have you inherited anything from them?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
And that's all I know the I way
you're
say.
Answering that you don't want to say anything else. It's
yes,
totally
I have.
Fine.
I have.
Totally fine. But there was an interesting story that was out about inheritance. And what they found is, because, you know, it's one of those things you see in the movies mm-hmm. where, you know, they show up in the lawyer's office afterwards to settle the estate. And then they go yeah. through who's getting what. And some people are pissed. And
they found out that grandpappy changed his will at the last minute. And nobody's getting anything. Or yes. one person is getting everything that shouldn't yes. get everything. That's juicy stuff. I love
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yes.
It was that was part of the plot line of one of those British detective shows that I was watching where some guy found out at the end that his so-called son was not his son.
Oh, okay. So,
he changed his will, but he didn't say anything to anybody. He didn't tell his wife, even though he found out that the son was sired by somebody else.
Love it.
And then when he passed, that's when it came out. He didn't leave anything to that son.
Oh.
That was his way of getting back at everyone, including because the mom, you know, was heartbroken and everything. And I don't know.
I love those stories. I love them. And I love to daydream about the stories that you hear when somebody rings your doorbell and it's a lawyer or somebody and says that some long lost cousin or somebody mm-hmm. left you something very special.
Yeah. Do you remember Aunt Clara? No, I don't know Aunt Clara. Well, she must have known you. She just left you $300,000.
Like, what?
Oh, my God.
I love Aunt Clara.
But the reason this story popped up and it really caught my eye is because just about half of Americans say that if they died today, their loved ones not only would not inherit, you know, good stuff, they would actually inherit debt.
Oh, no.
So how's that for that's when the doorbell rings that you don't want to answer it.
I can relate to this story.
Oh, you can?
Well, just, you know, there's concerns about certain family members of when, you know, the time comes, what resources will be available, and
I know what you're talking about.
What kind of mess we will be left with.
I know
how many months of cleaning that we're going to have to do. And yeah, there's concerns.
Well, try to put that out of your mind.
I can't, Dom. It's top of mind all the time. Every time I see that person, it's top of mind.
The segment we wanted to do this morning, though, is we actually wanted to have laughs over this. And I know you're saying, it's inheritance about when somebody dies. How can he laugh?
Oh,
okay,
come
yes.
on.
Take that aside. Fighting over things in an inheritance. So forget the money, but the things, like you had a sibling that you and that sibling argued and fought over.
What
particular item that you really wanted?
When we teased this just a bit ago, somebody instant messaged me on Instagram and says, Sarah, at Sarah something or other, I'm currently fighting with my sister over my mom's BMW after she passed. We both want it, but my sister already has a BMW and I don't. I should be the one that gets it.
I don't know.
I want
which
the BMW.
Which one did mom love more?
Right. Which one of you's was born first, maybe? I don't know.
Well, that's a big item.
That's
to
a big
over.
Item, but that's kind of like what we're looking for.
It's exactly what we're talking about. Maybe it's some sort of little tchotchke there at the house, you know, that has a lot mm-hmm. of sentimental value. Like there's one thing of my dad's that I know that's actually gotten passed around. I think I'm the third person to get it because there's a lot of sentimental value. And so the siblings, we kind of share it.
Oh, that's
if you will.
Nice.
Yeah, but there are things that I know families have fought over, and we want to hear your stories about this. Like, what did you fight over? Again, not money, but
furniture,
items.
Jewelry,
a pet,
maybe some awards a parent had received. It's like, what do you do with all that stuff? Anything.
Yeah.
Can I give you one from Renee really quick?
Please.
She says, hey, boys, Jer mentioned jewelry before your break. My grandma passed and my aunt snuck into her house and took all of her good jewelry. My mom was fighting with my aunt about where all the jewelry went. My aunt kept playing dumb, said she didn't know. until we ran into her one day at the mall, and she had on a ring and necklace that was my grandma's.
Oh.
Busted in all caps. That's from Renee. God. Busted, Auntie.
I didn't even think about aunts coming in this. Sarah said, my aunt insisted on getting first dibs on my mom's estate, like everything. We almost had lawyers involved.
Yeah, sometimes you have to, you know, settle it.
So it gets that's ugly. Interesting. I don't know what the law would say about the siblings versus offspring, like who is first in line
it's
to get
gotta
something.
It's got to be siblings if there's no will involved, right?
We got a couple of calls we're going to take, and then we'll go back to some of these messages. Let's start with Joey. Joey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Joey.
So what's the story?
So the story goes, my grandmother, who my mother was taking care of in our home, she is one of nine descendants. One of the uncles is a billionaire. He's a CEO of a Fortune 50 company. He took his $70,000 inheritance payout while his sister is destitute, you know, living, you know, really on the good graces of my mother and a few others in the family. And he doesn't help. He has all of his kids. He has, you know, 50 descendants at this point. Yeah, grandchildren. You know,
so are you saying because he's got billions that he shouldn't have taken anything?
He should help the other family.
I mean,
yeah.
His sister is essentially, you know, not really making ends meet. She's
and it's a sister. You know, do they fight? Yeah. Is there a bad backstory between these two?
No, not at all. He's
really?
Been, you know, checked out. Really. I mean, she hasn't done anything to him specifically.
Right. No. He's just greedy, I guess. I don't know.
Joey, thank you for the call.
Allegedly.
We appreciate that.
Allegedly greedy. That's kind of juicy.
He's like, I'll take my cut. Means a little more. Well, maybe he's saving for a rainy day.
Yeah.
Here's Kayla. Kayla, what was the fight over?
So my father passed away, and my sister-in-law fought over the dishwasher in some china.
What was so great about the dishwasher?
I don't know. My mom and dad had it for like 15 years.
Really?
So yeah.
You want an old grody dishwasher.
That's not something I think I would squabble over.
I know. I didn't want it, but I wasn't even allowed to go to the, like when they were going through everything because of the estate. I wasn't even allowed to be there, but yet my brothers and their wives were, but I wasn't.
Why weren't you allowed?
I don't know. My brother, when my mom passed away and then my dad passed away a year and a half later, when my dad was on his dying bed or whatever, my brother took it to himself, appointed him executor of the state. And so he was in charge of everything, and I just wasn't allowed to go to the house and get anything that I was supposed to have. He put it in his name, and then dished out
everything.
There
are some bad families, aren't there?
This will come back and bite him. It will come back and bite him somehow.
I think so. Yeah, unless there's a side story that Kayla's not telling us.
She might be a monster. I don't know. No.
Kayla, we're just playing. Yeah, thank you for being on the show. Listen to this one. Amelia says, my two sisters and I fought over a stupid candelabra that my mom always kept on her dining room table. That fight lasted at least a month. I love this. She says, we finally cut a deck of cards. Lowest card won.
Hey, there you
I
go.
Drew a king. I was so pissed.
That's a good way to settle it, though.
Might as well. It's like doing rock, paper, scissors or whatever.
Who wants a candelabra, though?
A candelabra. This is when you get into that
antique
whole...
roadshow. Here I come.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That and the whole, you know, sentimental value. Like, you're big on sentimental stuff.
Right.
So I could see you fighting with your sister over
something
stuff.
Silly like that.
Yeah.
Here's
and
another.
I'll bet you guys might butt heads over stuff.
We might, but we both are like at the point where we have so much stuff, we're like, meh.
I
always joke
with
my parents.
Yeah, but I know how you are about sentimental value.
The biggest joke I do with my parents is once if they get something new and I'll come over and see it, I always am like, well, that'll look good in the estate sale.
Yeah, exactly right.
Here's one more from Tim that's super silly. He said, no joke, boys. The biggest fight I ever got in with my brother was over a new mattress and an adjustable bed frame that my dad had. It was brand new. Dad just passed. We both wanted it. We didn't speak for months over it. Yeah, I ended up getting it. My bro took some more cash that was left behind. Tim goes on to say, I do talk about how well I've been sleeping every time I see my brother now. So over the adjustable bed frame they were fighting.
God.
That's so silly. Just go buy your own.
I kind of understand that because I got an adjustable bed.
I do too. It's nice to, you know.
And I do love it.
Your feet up.
I call it a hospital bed.
It's a hospital bed.
It's like a hospital bed.
I call it the taco bed because if you hit the buttons wrong or something, it'll fold you up like a taco.
Carissa says, I argued forever with my brother over my dad's set of knives. I got them and we didn't speak for almost a year. She says, really? Over knives.
I'm going to cut you.
God.
It's so ridiculous. You turn into monsters.
But, you know, at the time, it's one of those things that, you know, emotions run high, right? Because it's a fresh wound, probably, and people aren't thinking. It's like you were talking about yesterday about, you know, how falling in love rewires your brain. Well, yeah. When you go through grief, it rewires your brain as well. And you're not usually thinking perfectly clearly when you're going through grief because you're trying to balance a bunch of different emotions. True. And that's why you see so many families go through a difficult time when somebody passes.